We're going to speak to Pastor Tem Charlie. He's the spokesperson for the Crown Gospel Music Awards. Pastor Tem, we're going to start by introducing you, because when I read your executive profile, your biography, it was a whole page of impressiveness. So let's introduce you first as, what do you do professionally?
I'm a businessman and I'm also a pastor.
And if you had to introduce yourself as a person, like personality, your family maybe, the normal guy at home?
A father and a very happy dad and a man who also loves to stay indoors. I love being at home, contrary to the popular opinion, because I'm always working and I'm always out there, but I enjoy staying at home.
It makes sense to me to hear that when I'm looking at this biography of yours, when you say I'm a businessman, in three words, you are summarizing a lot that you do over 50 countries all over the world. So how does a businessman get involved in the music industry?
Because music industry is part of the calling in terms of what we do in the kingdom of God. And we see it as a platform to minister to those who minister to us. Mm. So when you look at the Crown Gospel Awards, it's a platform that ministers to the ministers who are singers or worshippers. So I thought that it would be a prudent thing for me to get involved in supporting those who support others, because those who are musicians, when they sing, they uplift others, they give others hope. But who ministers to them? Who give them the hope? So the Crown Gospel Awards is that platform that is actually set to uplift those who uplift others.
Mm. Being the spokesperson for the Crown Gospel Music Awards, have you had the opportunity to actually speak to some of these artists who take part in the awards?
Definitely, every day we speak to them and we inspire them, we give them hope, and we also involved in what we call Izigo Conference, where we give them the advices in terms of how to navigate in the music industry.
I'm wondering whether the music industry as a business, because a lot of it is plain business, isn't it? Is the music business very much the same as the other businesses that you're involved in? Would the principles be the same?
Not really. I'm involved in a very technical business that does engineering and also consulting work. It's definitely different. However, there are certain principles that remain the same, that are fundamental to all other businesses. For example, the principles of administration, the principle of record keeping, the principle of compliance with taxes and SARS.
Say that nice and loudly.
before you say the attack from the devil, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Marketing,
so,
maybe.
So marketing, it's even different in the music industry. In music industry, the marketing is more onto the masses, and it's also more onto social media and all these other tools of the new age technology. It's a different animal. In fact, the music industry is all about exposure, and it's all about accessibility. So if you're exposed in right platforms and people know about you and you're accessible, then you have started the journey of your success.
Have you also found that marketing in South Africa, although we do have like social media and that kind of thing in common with the rest of the world, to me feels like marketing, especially in the Christian music and in the church sphere, is much more direct, that word of mouth and being part of a church and whatever is said in church has got much more weight than necessarily someone going and just pasting an ad on some generic media somewhere else?
Yes, church becomes a base. So if you serve in your local church as a gospel worshiper or musician, you are already at an advantage, because the people that you serve with and that you worship with are able to become your base. Of course, you also have the blessing of the Lord for serving your local church, but at a practical level, it becomes a good start for you. But also, we have a very dynamic situation in South Africa compared to the rest of the world, as you were saying earlier. If you look at the population of South Africa, it is literally sitting at maybe 60 million plus. And if you look at the population of Nigeria, it's triple the number. You look at the population of the United States, it's probably 400 million as opposed to 60 million. You then see the difficulty that we are facing. And no matter how good you can be, your music can be, your customer base is very low. Therefore, it's important to have these platforms like the Crowns to help to boost people to grow. And even the gospel or the Christian community does not have a culture of buying music or downloading music. And I understand sometimes it could be the issues of unemployment and the income, whatever our country is facing at the moment. But having said all of the above, there's still hope. There's still a chance that God can actually uplift you, and the Crowns is one of those platforms that are there to assist people to move from one level of greatness to another.
I can only imagine. I'm wondering, obviously, listening to entries for an award kind of event, you would be confronted with what people perceive is good quality music. So I want to ask you, having listened to what people send in, what do you think is the standard of music that enters into the Crown Gospel Music Awards?
The standard has always been out of this world. South Africa never, don't get me wrong, South Africa is the best in terms of talent, in terms of excellence.
Preach it, brother.
Exciting.
Yeah.
No. We are there. It's a question of the support and the strategy with the government and the corporate businesses in South Africa. They don't support gospel music, unfortunately, but we are there. I'm not really directly involved in the entries of the nominees and the music. It's a department that falls under Rofua, one of our colleagues, and others. It's a team that does that. But I've seen over the years, you'll be surprised. Come on the 24th, you will see a show that is at an international standard.
Absolutely. We were down in the Cape for the Jesus Collective recording as well. And what I love about South African music is how our music is not just with our voices. We make music with our whole bodies. A whole crowd making music with their whole bodies. There's something very involved in the way that we do. It includes our whole being when we make music.
Exactly. So we are different. Besides, as Africans, the rhythm, the expression in song, it's who we are. So definitely we take it to the extreme levels all the time.
So I'm wondering if you've been in 50 countries. I mean, you've been through Africa and Asia and the Americas and Europe. So obviously you've had exposure to all of the music of all of these countries. If you had to say what makes our music unique, what would you say?
The rhythm. The rhythm is just out of this world in our music. I went to Turkey the other time, and I happened to be on a boat with my wife. It was torture. Precisely language.
We don't like the music.
it was torture. We had to try to get along, and they really wanted to entertain us. You know, when they're in a business trip and there are some entertainment and they want you to feel appreciated in their country, and they organized live music. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we weren't.
I realized then that I miss South Africa.
You need South African music. But you know, Pastor Nte, I must say, I worked at a record company a few years back. And what was very interesting to me is that music, any form of art, is very subjective. That even people who are informed about that art, having been in the music industry for many, many years, don't necessarily agree on what is good and what isn't. So how is the is the music weighed then at the Crown Gospel Music Awards? Who decides whether you know, what is good and what isn't, and who wins?
No, it's very easy, because even though I'm saying it was torture, but the music language remains the same. You know, the beats are the same, the keys are the same, everything, it remains the same. So what you then realize is that there's music that speaks to you and that doesn't speak to you. Mm. In this year in particular, you'd find that the team that is receiving the music, they are listening to it according to their category. For example, there's contemporary music, and then there's a music that is a worship music, and there's other categories, and they will listen according to the category. So it's not that difficult.
Oh, and you've got someone who is versed in that category to weigh it intelligently.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me give you an example. I have a teenage son, right? When he listens to music and he dances to it, I have no clue. I actually feel so lost. But it doesn't make me... Yeah, you know, there's a piano and all these kind of beats. But it doesn't make me think that the music's not good. It's just that it's not my kind of music. It's the torture for my kind of preference, but it's not bad. So the reason I'm telling you this is that every category of the music is good. But you must let people who are experienced and understand it be part of the people who are assessing and judging it. Then it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just before I get to the contact details, one last question. Tell me about Zanele Bokazi Nkambule, who is being honored with this year's awards.
What a grace, what a gift. She is the founder of the Crown Gospel Awards in 2008. It's been going on from strength to strength for 17 years.
Sure.
And she was a big personality. She was the child of God who loved God, a radio personality, a TV presenter, a person who's very great in writing. Sure. So she was writing scripts and a director. She was very good. She was an all-rounder. I've never seen such a talented person and yet so humble and passionate to serve the nation. Mm. So when we lost her early this year, it was a big loss for us. But the good news is that she left us with this legacy, because we've been working together and Crowns are an organization. So they are continuing and we're excited to continue with her legacy.
I see the nominations are done. The date for that was the 10th of October. What happens next?
On the 30th of October, we have a party, nominees party, where we invite all the people that entered, and then we announce the nominees, and then the race begins, which means now every musician must go mobilize his people, tell them to vote for them, and it's quite an exciting and thrilling experience. So it's going to be crowns everywhere. People will sleep, wake up, crowns, vote for me, do this for me. It's going to be exciting. So I wish you a musician, you. And during this time, musicians lose weight without actually going to the gym.
For all the hard work. Shame. Okay, so half of it is making it to be a nominee. So there's the quality and the excellence there. And then the second half of the awards would be to mobilize support. Even the process could be building your support base as you go on. So it's good for the artists. It's good for the industry. And then what is the night? When are the Crown Gospel Music Awards?
Before I get to the big night on the 24th, I want to talk about the 29th of October.
Yeah.
We have a conference, we call it as the Iziko Conference, where we get all these music industries like your Samro, Imra, all these different music organizations to teach people how to record your song, how to register your song, how to get paid on royalties and so on. And it goes beyond that, how to carry yourself as an artist.
Nice.
How to look after yourself, how to commercialize, how to look out. Because many people, they have a talent, but their talent, they don't know how to commercialize it.
Mm.
And others, they also feel guilty when they do, because they grew up thinking about serving in church alone. So we teach all these things so that you become a balanced, successful artist on the 29th of October. And then on the 30th, it becomes the nominees party. And then then from there, obviously, is the race. And then on the 24th of November, we are there at the Galaga Estate in Midrand. It's a big night. We are in our tuxedo, our ball gown dresses.
Nice.
We put our makeup. Unfortunately, you know, it's so unfair that we as men, we never get to be to receive this makeup.
You don't want our makeup and you don't want our nails. I'm so sorry. Our time is now done and dusted, but I'm granting you that you can only wear your tuxedo. I will do the makeup and nails for you and everything. But strongs for the process to get ready, all the hard work that needs to happen before the 24th. And may the 24th be blessed with the Lord's presence.
Thank
and
you.
People win who are supposed to win in the kingdom. Okay.
Yes, please. We will see you on the 24th, but on social media, Crown Gospel Awards on Facebook, and SAPC Crown Gospel Awards is on Instagram. We are ready to receive your queries and share every information that you may need.